Fairgrounds. Attention Fairgrounds. This is Radio Free Fairgrounds with this cycle's actual news. Here are the facts. Breaking news about Nutrazoom. Resistance research has revealed that it has been chemically formulated to keep the humans drinking it sedated and placid. If you wish to remain alert and aware and continue to stand against the foolhardy occupation, do not drink Nutrazoom. And we're back, Fairgrounds. If you're wondering what that little shutdown was all about, well, so were all of us at Radio Free Fairgrounds until we learned about the ICSB fact-finding mission our leafy overlords had touring the station today. We're sorry to say these visitors appear to have already left human space without the slightest idea what's really going on out here, but that's no reason to give up hope. Attention Fairgrounds residents and visitors, the sewage system has been repaired and should no longer be randomly extruding, spraying, atomizing, drizzling, squeezing, or exploding its contents. Sanitation is on the job, and will continue to clean all soiled public areas until needed.
As ingenious as this plan be, and as charming and handsome as thou art, we must regretfully question whether the Capuloids will adhere to their end of the bargain. Let us forget not their shattered promises in dealing with the Apothecarium mines.
Oh, I say, what a splendid idea!
Truly my cup doth runneth over.
Then perhaps thou shouldst get a larger cup.
Bite me.
Excuse moi. I am so sorry to interrupt, but which one of you ordered the bœuf d'Adelphes avec fromage?
Do you mean the Philly cheesesteak?
You say potato, I say pomme. Anywho, I'm afraid we're no longer allowed to serve it. Do you have a choix secondaire?
Wait a minute, no longer allowed?
Ah, oui. It appears that the bœuf was lovingly grass-fed, and the most recent updates to the Fugulari Human Friendship Agreement have expressly forbid the use of live plant matter in the harvesting of other food sources.
Get over it!
Oh, sure! Get over it! That's some biped thinking for you right there! You get a foot stepped on, you got another one as a backup!
Okay, there's gotta be something else on. It can't all be Christmas 28 hours a day, right?
Classic 22nd century animated holiday special from Bank and Brash, the year without any new Christmas specials. Starring the voices of Billie Eilish as Grandma Titzel and Finn Wolfhard as the heartless old network executive.
Bless us, everyone.
Hello? Hello? You're listening, aren't you? I know you're listening. I can hear you. I can hear where I'm not hearing your breathing because the audio channel on your end is muted. That makes a special silent sound, and I know it well. Oh, yes, I know it well. It's like on those shows where the captain makes a sign, and the communications officer turns off the sound, and the captain of the other ship isn't supposed to know they're talking, even though they are all standing there talking.
About time you arrived, John B.
You know my name?
I've always known your name. Why not set a spell? Help yourself to some hardtack and nettle tea.
I'm good, actually.
You've always been good, John B. And you will be until the day of your death, which, just so you know, will be
right.
On
well,
February.
Gotta go. Stops. Can you tell me how or where or anything not super distressing?
I can tell you how to fashion a bundle of straw into a good old-fashioned onion sack.
Mr. Frinkle, all we want from you is a moment of your time, and I'm sure you're gonna like what we have to say.
You see, we'd like to make you an offer.
An offer?
Yes, one you won't be able to refuse.
If you know what's good for you.
And we're sure you do. You're a savvy businessman, isn't he, Frankie?
Sure thing, Stu. I could tell as soon as I walked in the place.
And that's how we know you're gonna want to listen real carefully to what we have to say.
You're so wrong, I ain't laughing. Any bot with eyes to read knows it. Look at the Verbenoid strike. Out like lions and in like lambs. Take the Chaldean tie-up. Empty batteries and broken heads. It's the trend of the times, is what it is. All we bought's got a good woman behind us now. The commander is the one I'm referring to. That's why the times ain't right for a strike. She's working day and night.
Ho-ho!
Sit down, punk!
All those hours wasted waiting for a real fight to actually break out in Dragon Ball Z.
You should have known better. You know what I would have done with those Dragon Balls?
Ha, you wished for another season of Voltron.
Hey, we actually got that, you know.
Yeah.
They knew where their bread's buttered, Cisco, on the backs of flying robot lions.
Now, I'm not endorsing it, but I binged a show last week about this meth head who just kept collecting lions, tigers, and husbands.
Never underestimate what you can do if you just cut out sleeping for a few
now,
years.
This is System. Agent, you are approaching a densely probable area of event potential.
Okay,
I have back traces of traffic logs and am not able to identify a target. Be advised that observation and tracking points are quite limited in this sector.
Thank you, System. Update as possible. Proceeding to event site.
Alert. Disturbance imminent. Be advised that my response systems have not been armed.
And so to darkness fades this small light of hope, this faint plaint for notice from the mighty, settling so briefly with such warmth and vigor in its tenuous trip across my system status board.
I'm going to put that as an alarm reset in the log.
Words, words, words. The land unquiet. My journey made through these halls untrammeled has fallen upon the final construct in victory, and this battered tonic I bear shall warm your heart and bones.
Can anyone tell me who this person is?
All right, people, one more time. All non-humans, your line is the one against the wall. To your right, that's this way. Follow my branch right over there. Everyone else, i.e. humans, who have a problem with efficiency for some reason. You belong in this long, long line here against the left corridor wall, where we will proceed with your full body scan, introspective self-report questionnaire, and inspection of all bags, packs, sacks, boxes, trunks, and other appurtenances as quickly as possible.
Ah, yes. Christmas on Fugelnar, which is not a thing, in case you were wondering. I must say, this pageant may be the sort of frivolous, motion-based entertainment the humans enjoy, but it sounds thoroughly injurious to the dignity of a Fugelnari. Oh, speaking of useless humans, I see the commander has arrived. I suppose I ought to acknowledge her presence. Commander Toriyama, welcome to Christmas on Fugelnar. So pleased you could make it.
Hey, bro, are you the Baronet?
Was Vats on Imperial?
No idea, bro. Say, I just wanted to pop in and introduce myself.
Let me guess. Steve?
Wow, yeah, good guess, bro.
Thanks. Who exactly authorized this?
Whoa! Increase the chill factor, Zood. Don't blame me for your sad human perceptory wheeze.
Welcome to our ship, Commander. To you and all the members of your crew. Please make yourselves at home. I am Rex. If you require, we have newspapers, a box, and medical features for your comfort. You may appreciate the fire hydrant, which is familiar in your culture. Also, may I present you with a chew toy?
Thank you, Captain Rex. I gratefully accept this chew toy, and I'll just save it for later, if that's all right.
And of course, you may enjoy the chew toy at the time of your choosing.